Hello, my beautiful students, and welcome back to English News Pod, the best way for you to learn practical English through the news. I'm your host and teacher, Caroline. Last week was crazy in the United States. Amongst other things, a huge winter storm overtook the Northeast United States, and Tom Brady played his 10th Super Bowl. But for this episode, I'd like to discuss something more serious that is happening on the world stage, and that's the coup in Myanmar. You can find a full transcript of this podcast episode in the description. Myanmar's military overthrew Myanmar's government and elected leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, in a coup last week. The commander-in-chief of Myanmar's armed forces has taken control and has imposed a state of emergency for 1 year, an internet blackout, and curfews until further notice. The military justifies the coup, saying the democratic elections in November last year were unfair and fraudulent. In response, mass protests have been sparked throughout the country by civil society, and even civil servants are going on strike. These are the largest protests in Myanmar since 2007, the last time the country protested an oppressive military government. So far, the protests this week have been largely peaceful, but there's fear that the military could begin to use more force against protesters in the near future. Overall, it seems like the coup is extremely unpopular with Myanmar's population, and this unfolding event is definitely one to continue keeping an eye on. Let's try it one more time, but this time faster. Myanmar's military overthrew Myanmar's government and elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi in a coup last week. The commander-in-chief of Myanmar's armed forces has taken control and has imposed a state of emergency for 1 year, an internet blackout, and curfews until further notice. The military justifies the coup, saying the democratic elections in November last year were unfair and fraudulent. In response, mass protests have been sparked throughout the country by civil society, and even civil servants are going on strike. These are the largest protests in Myanmar since 2007, the last time the country protested an oppressive military government. So far, the protests this week have been largely peaceful, but there is fear that the military could begin to use more force against protesters in the near future. Overall, it seems like the coup is extremely unpopular with Myanmar's population, and this unfolding event is definitely one to continue keeping an eye on. Let's take a look at some grammar. Number 1. Overthrew. Overthrew is the past tense of the verb to overthrow. Overthrow means to force someone out of power or to remove someone from power. In this example, we are talking about Aung San Suu Kyi and her elected government being overthrown by the military. Number 2. Coup. A coup is an event where someone overthrows an existing government to create a new one. Number 3. Impose. Impose is a verb that means to force people to accept something. For example, the military in Myanmar is imposing new laws and regulations. Number 4. State of emergency. State of emergency is a label used for situations involving natural disasters or widespread danger. Governments use this label to create policies that it normally cannot do under their constitutions. For example, many countries have issued states of emergencies in response to COVID so they can legally enforce people to stay at home. Other examples of states of emergency include the response to the tsunami in the Indian Ocean in 2004, the September 11 terrorist attacks in the United States in 2001, and of course, the current coup in Myanmar. Number 5. Blackout. A blackout is a noun, and this is when electricity fails. In this context, we are talking about an internet blackout, which is when the internet fails because it is turned off by someone. Number 6. Fraudulent. Fraudulent is an adjective that describes something that is obtained illegally. For example, the military thinks the election was fraudulent, or that the election was won illegally. Number 7. Civil servants. Civil servants are people who are employed by the government. In Myanmar's case, civil servants include many groups, such as teachers and doctors. Number 8. To strike. To strike is a verb that means to stop working. The civil servants in Myanmar will stop working in order to protest the new military government. Bonus. Did you know the word coup in English has a silent P at the end? Yes. It is spelled C-O-U-P, not C-O-O. Coup is not to be confused with a coup, which is also spelled C-O-U-P. A coop, with the P sound at the end, is actually a house for chickens. We pronounce coup with a silent P because the word coup actually comes from the French phrase coup d'état. When literally translated, the phrase coup d'état in French means coup of the state in English. But remember, we only say coup in English. You don't need to say coup of the state. That wraps us up for today. If you liked this podcast, please subscribe, follow, and leave a review. Thanks for listening, and I will see you soon for more news in English.